Do we pass the smell test? Now, I know that sounds like something Bryce would do before the kids get on the van. And it might be, but that's not what we're talking about this morning. We're going to be talking about 2 Corinthians 2 and talking about smell. Smell is not something we think about a lot when we read the Bible. And yet we do think about different senses. God cares about our senses. God gives us our ability to sense different things. And I want you to think about God cares about sight and vision. He talks about that a lot in Scripture. There's a lot of passages about our ability to see and our ability to look down the road and see beyond just the moment. Jesus restored sight to the blind, and he promised that that would happen. That was part of the prophecy regarding Christ, and he did that. Also hearing, an openness, an ability to be able to take in what God says and listen to him, a willingness to be what God wants us to be, to hear him, to truly hear. That's always been laid out as very important. Again, Jesus cared about helping those who were deaf to restore their hearing, some physically deaf, but others who were spiritually deaf and just wouldn't listen and wouldn't hear. Jesus tried to open them up. Touch is a very important sense, and I think we all appreciate touch. I know that we appreciate being touched by somebody that cares about us, and that's a meaningful thing. Jesus and his touch was a very special thing. I want you to think about that for just a moment. That if you were there and you saw Jesus coming, what you wanted most, especially if you had some infirmity or difficulty, was that you wanted to be touched by Jesus. How much would that have meant to you if you were hurting and going through a hard time? Just to be touched by Christ would have been something special. And Jesus did that. He touched people that others wouldn't touch. He touched the leper, didn't he? And he touched those who were in sin and those who everyone knew were not good people. And yet Jesus touched them anyway. Jesus' touch was a special thing. What about smell? Does God ever talk about smell? Well, I want us to think about how powerful the sense of smell is in our lives. Smell plays a big part every day if we stop and think about it. You ever smell something and it takes you back to a special place in time? Does that ever happen for you? My mom at Christmas time would always put some oranges sliced up with some cloves in a pot on the stove. She still does that. And whenever I smell that, that smell reminds me of Christmas. Do you have memories like that? Little smells? And when you smell that smell, you know, it takes you right to that place. It's like a little picture. It's like a little video starts running in your head when you smell particular smells. Smelling good food can make us hungry. You know, I love when we have potlucks at church, but I also hate them because if I'm preaching on that day, nobody's paying attention to what I'm saying. The smell of delicious food coming through the building, you can't focus. Are you kidding me? That's too difficult. You know, we like the smell of things. Every time I drive down the street, I'm sure that Krispy Kreme is piping that smell out into the street. Because I can't pass without thinking about Krispy Kreme. And just seeing the sign makes my mouth water. It's terrible. Pulling leftovers out of the fridge. You ever do that? You reach in the fridge and you see that and you pull that out and you can't remember when you ate it. What's the first thing you do? You open it up. You, well, hey, honey, smell this. And I could say, as a former youth minister, doing youth ministry for 15 years, I can tell you that smell played a part on every trip that we took. And it was always significant, and I would always try to remind the kids ahead of time, please use your deodorant. I know that you need to do that. Husbands and wives, we care about how each other smells, don't we? You know, that's how some of these, you know, companies make so much money, like, you know, Bath and Body Works. You know that place, man, that place smells, and it's good. I mean, it's good. I just can't go in there for very long. It just overwhelms me, you know. There's so much smell. But if I walk into my house and I smell like Bath and Body Works, that would get somebody's attention in a negative way. So, you know, we do care about the other people in our lives and how they smell. Smell is a powerful sense. I want us to read verse 14 here of 2 Corinthians 2 and see what it says. It says, "But thanks be to God who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ and through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of him." God is leading us in triumph. We're on the winning team. Isn't that exciting? We don't have to wait. We don't have to wait to see, you know, what's going to happen down the road. Are we going to be the winners? Are we going to be victorious? We already know that as God's people, we're victorious. God is leading us in a procession, and He has already led us out as winners. We're already winners for God. Belonging to Christ, belonging to Jesus, changes our smell to God, the way that we smell. There is a fragrance about us that we carry with us into our world because of our relationship and knowledge of Christ. At least that's God's plan, and that's what He desires for us. And He says here, 2 Corinthians, that we have a special fragrance that we carry with us and spread around in our world. We're the ones who spread this fragrance of Christ. We're different because we know Him. Ephesians 4, turn over there for just a moment. And it talks about what I think is a significant change that is planned to occur, that God wishes to occur in those who belong to Him. And that's in chapter 4 of Ephesians, beginning down in verse 22. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. You know, if the smell of Christ to God is a beautiful smell, and if to those of us who belong to Him it's a wonderful smell, then the smell of sin and the smell of doing what God wouldn't have us do, not following His word and His will for our lives, goes along with this idea in verse 22, the idea of corruption or being corrupted. And that's a different smell altogether. You see, before we belonged to Christ, we didn't have the smell of Him on us. But when we become His, we change. We are different people than we were before. And God says, when you belong to Me, I can recognize you. I can smell you. I know that it's you. And He said, in our world, you carry this fragrance that is Christ, that is supposed to be on us into the world that we're a part of. And it's because we're changed. We're new people. Our minds are different. Our attitudes are different. Our knowledge and understanding is different. As we belong to Christ, we're different than we were before. And God needs to be able to see that in us, but also our world needs to see that in us. Our world needs to know that we're different. Our world needs to be able to see, there's something different about you. What is it? And no, they don't say that we smell different, but the idea that we carry with us the fragrance of Christ means that people should see something and sense something different about us than before. God wants us to be created in Him in true righteousness and holiness, to follow the pattern He's laid out for us. It's very important that we act and think and conduct ourselves differently. Knowing that we're also on this winning team should make us excited and confident, bold, positive, encouragers. We should have a different attitude about us, holy. And yet we sense, those of us especially that have been Christians a few years, it's hard, isn't it? And it's easier at first. And it seems like with time, it's hard to maintain that kind of attitude and behavior. It's hard to slide back. It's hard to keep from sliding back into old behaviors and attitudes and thoughts. It's difficult to stay focused on what it is that God wants us to be, carrying that fragrance or aroma of Christ into our world. Let's keep going down into the next verse, verse 15. It says, "For we are to God the aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing." To God, as God senses us, we are the aroma of Christ. And God can sense Christ among His people. He sees Christ here with us when we join together. We know Scripture tells us where we come together that Christ is there with us also. It's a beautiful picture. Jesus is not separated from His people. Just as He was with His people throughout Scripture, we see Him with us here when we come together in His name. And to God, that changes the way that we smell, the scent, the aroma that is with us. This means also that we smell differently to others who are not His, who do not belong to Him. Turn over to James 4. James chapter 4. verses 4 and 5. It says, "You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world is hatred toward God? Anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Or do you think Scripture says without reason that the Spirit He calls to live in us envies intensely?" God loves us and God cares about us, but God also is jealous for us. God wants a relationship with us so much, so badly, that He doesn't want others to have a relationship with us. And so God wants us to smell, to be, to belong in all ways to Him. He wants us to carry with us the smell that He's given us, this aroma of Christ in our world. Not to smell like some of the bad things that you could get into in our world today. When I was a kid and growing up and I started to drive, and then especially as I started dating, I only ever seriously dated one girl, married her, so anyway. When I would come in after being out and going out for the evening and taking my lady out on a date, my young lady, I would come in and my mom was always waiting up for me. She was always there. And I would walk in and she would come over. Sometimes she'd kind of be half asleep in the chair. She'd walk over and she'd give me a kiss. And I was always like, man, that's a sweet mom, isn't it? You know what I'm about to tell you, don't you? Mom was making me pass the smell test. She was checking me to see how I was doing. Not that she didn't think I wouldn't pass. I'm certain she was confident that I would. But she would say things to me like, "What'd you do tonight?" And then she would stand there and listen for a minute, you know, and she'd give me a hug and a kiss. She wanted me to speak to her. She wanted to smell and see what I had on me. Where had I been? What had I been doing? Mama cared about that. And eventually, you know, she shared that with me and we talked about that, and that was good. Come to find out, I did okay. I didn't fail too often. She did tell me that after Latina and I started dating, I smell like a girl too often. But we survived that. So, you know, God, don't you think in the same way, don't you think He cares what we smell like and what we've been involved with? Don't you think that God knows when we've been doing something that's not within His will for us? Don't you believe that He knows us well enough to be able to say, "Joe, what's that I smell? What have you been into? What have you been involved with in your life? Who have you been talking to? What sort of words have you been using, Joe? Who are you? Do I recognize you? Do I smell you? Is the smell of my Son Jesus Christ on you?" You know, because I have to believe the smell of Jesus Christ comes with some things. That when I participate in doing good, loving activities, when I care for other people, when I'm a selfless individual instead of a selfish individual, when I start to be more gentle, when my prayer life is good, don't you think that that makes me be more of a sweet savor, more of a sweet aroma to God? As He sees the attributes of Christ on me, I have to believe that it does. I think that's what He's trying to tell us, that we do certain things, and by doing that, we spread this aroma of Christ in our world. That we spread that around, reading God's Word, singing praises to Him, expressing thankfulness to God in a world that doesn't appreciate those things. When we live in this way and embody Christ in our world, I believe that we are carrying the aroma and the fragrance of Jesus Christ to our world. And I think that's God's plan for His people, don't you? The next verse gives us sort of the other side of this concept. Verse 16, back in 2 Corinthians. It says, "To the one we are the smell of death, and to the other the fragrance of life. And who is equal to such a task?" You know, what God has called us to do is tough. He says, who is equal to such a task? I don't know. Sometimes I don't feel equal to the task that He's given me. How about you? I just feel like it's just too tough sometimes. It's just too hard to be always the right thing, to act the right way all the time. It's hard to keep your cool. It's hard to be what you're supposed to be. It's hard to maintain this right sort of attitude and behavior. It's a high calling that we're called to. But yet, Jesus wants us to do it anyway. When we love Christ, We love being together. Don't you love coming together with the Christian family? Don't you love seeing your brothers and sisters in Christ? Don't you love eating a meal together and spending time? Doesn't it refresh you just to be here? You know, I can't imagine missing worship for an extended period of time, because there's nowhere else in the world that I get those same things that I get when I come to worship God with His people. It's just, there's nowhere else you can get that. It's special being here. And yet our job is not just to be the aroma of Christ here, is it? Our job is also to be the aroma of Christ with people who don't appreciate the smell of who Jesus is. In our world, the smell of Jesus is a stink. Isn't that a crazy thing to imagine? That Jesus, to people in our world, doesn't smell like something good. It's the smell they want to run from. They turn their nose up at us, at Christ. And they turn their nose up, you know, when we embody Christ in our life. Smelling Jesus scares our world. There's a lot of fear in our world. And sometimes people are repulsed. They're driven away by the smell of Christ. And you know something? Here's what I want us to know about that. We can't do anything about that. We can't fix that for them. The way that they sense Christ and the way that they smell Christ is something they can do something about. But our job is not, when we get around people who don't appreciate who Christ is and they don't love the aroma of Christ, our job is not then to stop smelling like we're supposed to. We're supposed to continue to smell like we know God wants us to smell, to be the loving, caring person, to say the right things, to do the right things. When they turn their nose up, we don't say, "Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to offend you with the aroma of Christ." No, we don't do that. We go ahead being what God expects us to be and doing what He wants us to do, because, you see, He's the one who we need to pass the smell test with, not the world that we live in, because it doesn't get it. Have you ever smelled something really terrible? I'm sure you have, right? Especially if you've had kids. What do you do when you smell something terrible? The first thing you do, I know what we do in our house. "Whoa, that's horrible. Hey, smell this." You offer it to somebody else to have them smell it. Why? Well, you're testing to see if your nose is working right. Does this smell as bad as I think it does? And it's kind of cool to watch them, you know, almost lose it when they smell it. The thing is that we want to identify with other people, and we want other people to agree with us when we smell something. That is comforting. It means everything's working right. The people in our world do the same thing with Jesus today, and I'm convinced they want to say things out loud about truth or Jesus or religion, and they want us to react the same way that they do. They want us to be upset. They want us to say, "Oh, that's terrible." And God needs us in those moments to stop and say, "Wait a minute, that doesn't stink. That smells wonderful. You not smell that? You not smell how good that is? Oh, isn't that excellent? Here, let's read this passage together." They say, "Oh, I can't do it. That's terrible." No, it's not. It's wonderful. It's a beautiful smell. We've got to help them figure that out. We've got to help them learn how to sense the right things. Often we've lost our sense about those things, and our world struggles with that. God has put us here to help make a difference. And who is equal to such a task? I'll tell you, none of us are, unless we are united with God in Christ Jesus. And then we are equal to this task. Beside, you know, with myself, just with me, I'm not. But with God working as my helper, I am equal to the task that He's given me. Finally, verse 17. He makes a little bit of a turn here, and yet I think it's important for us to note, because it comes together for a reason. Unlike so many, we do not peddle the Word of God for profit. On the contrary, in Christ we speak before God with sincerity, like men sent from God. The key point I want us to think about here is that we offer the priceless gospel of Christ at no charge. A valuable, important, precious gospel we offer with sincerity. We sincerely and honestly love the gospel of Jesus Christ. If we're people like that, I can't help but think that we want to share it with other people. I can't help but think that we want to have other people know who He is. We want to bless them by having things smell good in their life as well as in our life. You ever had friends coming over? And I don't know about you, but one night we were cooking for some friends, and it was really exciting. And I had, you know, in the process of cooking, thrown some things in the trash, and you don't think about it. And you're cooking, and you're busy at the stove. And you walk outside the house for a second, you come back in, you're like, whoa, it stinks in here. And they're about to get here. We got to fix this smell. We want it to smell good. We're concerned about people coming in and having a good impression of us based on how we smell. We like certain smells. The smell of things like rain or really clean laundry. Do you like that smell? I love that smell. Fresh cut grass. Fresh baked cookies. That happens at my house a lot. I'm really thankful that I married someone who bakes. If you had that smell, wouldn't you want to carry it around for all of your friends to smell it? If you come from home and you've got a fresh baked loaf of bread, don't you say to other people, ooh, you got to smell this. Maybe you carry it in where they're at and you open it up and it just smells so good. Have you ever been sick and somebody brought you flowers or something else that smelled good and they brought it in and it's just so pleasing to be able to smell this good thing? You know, that's what God wants us to be to our world. And God gives us good things to be able to help us share that good, pleasant, fragrant aroma with our world. He gives us Christ as our example. He gives us love. He gives us care and concern. He shares that with us so that we can share that with our world. We have a great opportunity in being able to do that. So my question for us today, finally, for us to end on here is, so do we pass the smell test? As we come in to worship our God today, as we come in here to His house and He stands at the door and He smells us and He says, you know, what do we smell like? What do you smell like, Joe? Where have you been? What have you been doing? Do we smell like Jesus this morning to Him? Are we the aroma of Christ to God in our world? If you're here today and you don't belong to Christ, without His blood cleansing us and making us whole, we won't smell right, will we? So if you're here and you haven't been baptized into Christ, it's a great time to come and do that this morning. But maybe you have lived in a world where you've been influenced by some negative things, or you've participated in some things that have changed the way that you smell. You know, when we get involved in sin, it's corruption. And it affects how we feel about ourselves as well. God wants those things to be gone. He wants us to be changed. If you belong to Him, but you know that there's changes that you need to make this morning, you can come. We want to pray with you. We want to hug you. We want to be close to you and care for you. We want you to know that none of us can do this by ourselves. If you're here and you have any need today, please come while we stand together and sing.